Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now is a man who got to witness that, and that would be Mike Persak from the Post-Gazette, who covers the Pirates, but last night was able to cover Mitch Keller. And, you got to talk to him afterwards, Mike, and it sounds like this move down to AAA might actually do him some good in terms of just sort of rebuilding his confidence.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the goal, right? Like, you know, it's funny with Mitch Keller because, like, the problem that Derek Shelton and Oscar Marin and Mitch himself have laid out for him has been fastball command. He uses the fastball so much. It's such a key pitch for him. It's been good for him all the way up through the minors. And this year, for one reason or another, he just hasn't been able to zone in on where he wants it and place it in the right spots and get swings and misses on it. Consistently, especially when he gets into trouble, when he gets guys on base, he's kind of in his own head. And he said, you know, all throughout the season, I don't know if there's a mechanic, like, I don't know what the mechanical fix is for it. I haven't figured it out yet. If I did, it would be fixed. And so as I was talking to him last night, I just asked him straight up, like, does that lead you to believe that it's more a mental thing? Like, does the fact that you've been looking and trying different things and tweaking here and there and nothing seemed to, like, consistently work, does that tell you that's more of a mental thing? He basically just said yes. And so that's kind of the goal here tonight. And that's why last night, it's against the 7, 8, 9 hitters of the Memphis Redbirds. It's not like he's facing the, 1927 Yankees or anything like that, but it's why they brought him out of the bullpen. It's a different look where you get a guy up and he comes in and all he's thinking about is pitching. He's not, it's not a huge lead up to the game where he's thinking about, okay, against this guy, I'm going to do this. Against this guy, I'm going to do this. It's none of that. Get in there. Just throw your best stuff. Just go out and dominate these guys, especially at this level in the minors. He's better than them. Like he should be striking these guys out. So he did exactly what he's supposed to. He threw 8 pitches. He clocked his fastball all the way up to 98 miles per hour, which he's only done. I don't know if he's even done that at all this year. If he has, it's only been a couple of times. And so, he did exactly what he's supposed to. It doesn't mean that he's completely fixed, but it's a good first step. He's supposed to, he said that he thinks he's supposed to get another relief appearance and then, start starting games again. And so we'll see exactly where it goes from here. But at least the first sign of it is a good one, a good first step, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. You send him down there and hope he feels good about, what he does. And he has 3 or 4... good outings, and then they bring him up, and maybe he's able to go and pitch the way that they had hoped he would pitch. I just don't know, how much or how long, down there is it going to, is it going to be? Because I don't know how beneficial it will be after, 4 or 5 outings down there. How much more can he, gather out of it?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I'm not totally sure what the answer is. I don't think they know yet, right? Like, I think it's going to be the kind of thing where you wait and see. And if in his first outing he goes out there and throws, 7 innings and dominates guys, his first start, I should say, then you kind of wait and see what the next one. And if you can pile a couple of those together, then I kind of agree with you that, it probably won't take much. But it's just a matter of getting him down here and making sure that he feels confident in his stuff again, that he's able to, if he gets in trouble, he's still able to locate that fastball. He's still able to mix, use a good mix of pitches and everything's good. Because that was the one thing last night, too, that I didn't mention is that, it was in his 8 pitches, 6 of them were fastballs, which I think is key to his development for sure. But he's also breaking off his slider and his curveball, both for strikes and swinging strikes. And so, it was good signs. And I think, you know, as one of the other things too that should be noted is that he's never worked with the pitching coach down there, Joel Hanrahan. And you know, everybody gives glowing reviews of Joel Hanrahan, but that's also a tough task where Joel's going to need some time to, you know, understand what makes Mitch tick. You know, what sort of cues to look for, what, you know, maybe tips that he can give him, that sort of thing. So he's going to need to watch him a little bit if he is going to, you know, maybe suggest a few, if there are mechanical changes that they want to make, whatever, that'll come down the line too. So I think it's kind of a wait and see what works. And yeah, you know, I really don't have much of a sense for how long it's going to take.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always what. Now, you know, you mentioned Joel Hanrahan. It sounds like there's a lot of people that think he's or there's a lot of, you know, people in the organization and players that really think he's doing a very good job.
Well, he just keeps moving up. I think that's like a telltale sign, right? Like he was in 2019, he was in AA. Last year, he was at the alternate site working with all the guys there, and then this year, now he's up here in AAA. So, like, they clearly see something there where they want him. You know, I kind of think of it as, and it isn't always like this, but I kind of think of it as a guy where, like, he can work with the guys that have already been in the majors, right? Like, that's, you know, when you look at this AAA roster down here, on both the offensive side and the pitching side, like, there's some guys down here that we've already seen, like Cody Ponce is pitching tonight for Indianapolis. Like, there's a guy where you send him up there, give him a few tips, you bring him back down, you can trust Joel Hanrahan to continue that work and to continue to move in the right direction. That's the same thing. I know Will Crow's up in the majors now, and so is Chase DeYoung, but same thing with those guys. With Miguel Yajure is another example. Like, guys that are kind of bouncing in between, you can trust him to be able to continue that work. And so, you know, that's the role that he's pretty much filling right now, and obviously he's earned that. The Pirates clearly believe in him, and that's why they moved him up here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good deal. That's a good thing, and it's good that he's working with these young pitchers. You know, Mike, we're starting to now get to the point in the season when I would expect that the trade rumors and everything will start to heat up. The Pirates obviously have a few guys that seem to be pretty high on the list in terms of available players. Do you think they're going to be able to spin some of these guys into good deals?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been I shouldn't say I've always been, but one of the things that I brought up at the beginning of the season when you're talking about potential trade candidates is with Adam Frazier, right? So he has obviously performed very well this year, and it's very clearly like bumped up his you know, trade market, I guess, trade value. You would imagine, but you know, one thing that I brought up at the beginning of the year was like he's been on the trade market for a long time, right? Like it seems like every single time something pops up, it's like, well, Adam Frazier's, you know, rumored to be a hot commodity or whatever, and he's clearly still with the Pirates. So I think he needed this season, right? Like I think that this season, obviously, you know, him getting closer to the end of his contract helps too. Guys, you know, teams are more willing to pick up guys that they're not committed to for multiple years. You know, they're willing to trade a little bit less for that. Like, it makes more sense for different organizations. So that helps too. But I think it helps that, you know, Adam Frazier has obviously had a very good season. So he's going to be a guy that's going to be a super hot commodity. Obviously, Richard Rodriguez, you know, is going to constantly keep coming up. We'll see what happens with starting pitching. Tyler Anderson has fallen off a little bit, but I still think there's some value there in terms of, like, what he can give you. Because even when he's been bad, he's still giving you five innings. And I know that competing teams don't necessarily need a guy just to eat up innings as much as a team like the Pirates who are really struggling right now and taxing their bullpen a lot. But I still think he has some value there. Been around the block a time or two, a veteran arm. We'll see with the rest of the guys. But yeah, I agree with you. There's certainly some value on this team if that's the direction they end up wanting to go.
Last one for you, Mike, before I let you go. You know, what do you make of all the spider tack? You know, changed rules, gripping the ball tighter and hurting our arms and all the other stuff going on in that whole controversy in baseball.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think my really only stance is just that this could have been handled so much better. I think that there's just, you know, I understand that once it became a big deal, MLB kind of had to do something. Because clearly everyone was a little bit frustrated not knowing what the rules were. But it's also, like, I believe Tyler Glasnow when he says that. Like, you can make the case, I suppose, that you know, he shouldn't have been using anything in the first place. But the pitchers, not just Glasnow, the pitchers in general have been saying, listen, the baseballs don't feel right. They are hard to grip. They keep getting changed. That, you know, Chad Kuhl called the ones in Milwaukee dusty. just hard to grip. They're slippery. And so guys are saying, have all across the league, I've been saying, like, you need something because these balls are hard to grip. And so, like, if that's true, and I would, you know, I have no reason to doubt all of these pitchers at the same time, then MLB's still at fault for it, you know? Then it's still not on the pitchers because MLB's the one who keeps changing the baseballs, right? Every single year they keep changing the baseballs. So I don't know. I don't know what the right answer would have been. Part of me thinks that they should have, you know, come out and said, all right, no, you know, the spider tack and all the real sticky stuff, like, you can't use that, but maybe, you know, the sunscreen and rosin we can keep. I get that that's really hard to enforce because how is an umpire supposed to be able to tell the difference? You know, if he just sees something on a guy's arm, how is he supposed to know whether it's sunscreen and rosin or spider tack? So I get all that, but there has to have been a better way to do this where now pitchers are just having to learn entirely new grips and whatever, like, you know, it's just a bad situation. Maybe the answer would have been to not do anything this year and wait until the off season and say, you know, just announce, like, this is what we're going to do in the off season. We're going to fix everything, but we don't think we can do it right now. Even that would be more understandable than just suddenly making everyone go cold turkey on every single substance. And now pitchers are kind of at a loss. Like, I feel for the guys, even for the people that want to say, like, oh, you know, they're cheating. Like, how can you feel bad for them? Like, I get what you're saying. But it seems like it was a problem that was originally forced on them by MLB. And so, you know, it's hard for me to sit here and say, like, you know, the pitchers need to suck it up. You know, all the old guys never needed all this stuff, like, whatever. First of all, it's not true. Secondly, it still feels like MLB's fault, that a problem that they at least have brought upon themselves, you know?
Yeah. Well, Mike, it's always great stuff. And I think it's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, you know, in the next few weeks. Will you be in the press box at PNC Park tomorrow?
I will be there. I hear you're coming.
I will see you there.
Perfect. Can't wait. Thanks for having me, Paul.
All right, my man. That is Mike Persak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.